Jennifer Fry, you're a director of the Pork with Zag Society, is that right?
That's right. I'm currently starting as president, and I'm filling in on the secretary position because it was vacant, but I'm filling in for now.
Okay, but you're president. That's good. You have a rodeo plan for this fall fair, and I understand it's a return of a rodeo?
It is. We hosted it back in 2014.
Wow, so 9 years.
Yep.
How come the gap?
Well, just many different reasons. Some of the directors that were back there, back with us before, had felt it was a lot of work and couldn't handle it. We had COVID interfere, of course, with any plans, and it was very, very difficult to plan anything at all, never mind bigger events. So,
the important thing is that rodeo is back.
That's right.
When?
We're going to be hosting them on August 25th, 26th, and 27th.
At the fairgrounds, obviously.
Yep, at the fairgrounds. I guess in conjunction with the Porcus Fall Fair at the same time.
Is this a professional rodeo, or are there amateurs involved? Can, you know, could I borrow a horse somewhere and come and compete?
It is a professional rodeo. There is means for amateurs to join. You would have to get in touch with Rawhide Rodeo, and from there, they introduce you on what to do and how to do it. Depending on what event you're looking to enter, it does require equipment. There's different types of equipment depending on the events that you're looking to enter, but it's more so professional rodeo. You'll see mostly a lot of people that have been doing it for years.
So it's for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, but everybody's welcome.
What kind of events can we expect over those 3 days?
The events that that are going to be held will be the saddle bronc riding, bareback bronc riding, barrel racing, the pole bending, and of course the most exciting event of all is the bull riding. But in that, we can't forget about our bullfighters and our rodeo clown entertainers in between. And also, I'd like to make mention that we are going to be on the August 25th hosting a rodeo education program that we're going to call the Kids Rodeo, where the kids will have the opportunity to meet the cowboys and the cowgirls and see the animals, try their hands at roping and learning what the cowboys and cowgirls get to do on a daily basis in life.
So maybe a local kid will be part of the show in years to come.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, good. Now, I almost hate to bring this up, but PETA is going to jump all over us. What about concerns about animal cruelty?
There's no concerns over animal cruelty. You know, there's going to be veterinarians on site should anything ever happen. But the rodeo animals are one of the best treated animals around. And I can speak of that. Being an ex-barrel racer myself, as well as still being around the sport and coaching people in the barrel racing, we take care of our animals. They eat better and they're treated better and their health care is done better than our own.
And if there had been incidents of animal cruelty, Rawhide would have been shut down a long time ago.
Oh, 100%. That's there's no doubt about that. And I mean, Rawhide Rodeo has been in business for over 3 decades now, bringing rodeo entertainment to communities all over North America. They're actually one of the largest and most accredited rodeos in the world. And they're producing over 100 rodeo performances per year internationally.
Is there an admission fee to watch the rodeo?
Yes, there will be an admission fee. We're going to give opportunity at advanced ticketing prices. It's going to be $25 for adults for the day in advance and $10 for children. And the category is between 6 and 12 years old, and 5 and under is free. And then at the gates, it will be the $30 for the adults and $15 for a child. Again, the category between the ages of 6 and 12.
When will advance tickets be available?
Those details will be coming soon.
Okay. Make sure you let me know. I can get that word out too. Anything else you can tell me?
I don't think so. We're very excited to be bringing the Porcus Road, the Porcus Stampede and Rodeo back to town. The agriculturals worked very hard for several years, and I'm thinking celebrating 105 years goes to show that. To provide our small rural community a place to get together and then celebrate with each other, all the while we're promoting agricultural stuff. And by having this event, the agricultural feels that it's giving back to the community in an agricultural way, bringing the community and surrounding areas together and providing a huge tourist attraction for its community.